This really can be a cruel sport. 15 minutes into the game last night, the Beavers down 3-0. No one would have thought that they deserved a point, much less two or three. One goal late in the first period may have swayed some people's thoughts.
Kirkland Irie will steal, carries it down below the goal. Feeds it back for Flamang. One touch for Loft. Tapped in right behind Langenegger. He thought he had it. It came loose out the backside of his skates. Kyle Loft took the initial shot. Good answer here with 1:02 left in the period. Bemidji State cuts it to 3-1.
But a goal just 97 seconds into the second period got everyone thinking game on.
Liam Engstrom lost it. Corcoran fires up the far side wall, carrying it into the offensive zone. Leighton Road throws it in off the skate of Langenegger and in. Leighton Road driving down the left side, threw it right off the skate of Langenegger and in.
Game last night stayed 3-2 Lake State till early on in the third. Jake McLean got his second career goal, and Bemidji State had thoughts of 3 points.
Will Magnuson leaves the puck there for Kyle Loft. Shot from the right circle goes thumping off the leg pads of Langenegger and tapping it in on the left side of the net to tie it up is Jake McLean. Big rebound given up by Langenegger, and McLean was right there. It is a tie game. 17-15 left, third period. We're tied at 3.
After regulation, both teams guaranteed a single point. Just 15 minutes into the game last night, Bemidji State didn't deserve any points. The Beavers had their chances in the third period to win that thing in regulation. Then again, so did Lake State.
Pushes it back up blue line left. Shot through traffic, still loose. Save of the game there by Gavin Enright. He was laying on his back and just throws his glove up into the air and the puck found it.
We head to 3-on-3 overtime. Bemidji State controlled play for the first half of that overtime session until they didn't. And it felt like Lake State stole the extra point.
2:41 to go here in 3-on-3 overtime. Connor Milburn carries it into the offensive zone, shoots and scores. Snapped the shot off in the top of the right circle. The first sniff that Lake State had in overtime, and they win it.
This game can be cruel. But even after being down 3-0 just 15 minutes into the game, Bemidji State had their eyes on all 3 points last night. To get from left for dead to having a chance to win takes some perseverance.
I told the guys if we'd have lost that thing in a shootout, we wouldn't feel as brutal. And the bottom line, it would have been the same result. They got 1 point, or 2 points, we would have got one. So that's kind of how I look at it. I just thought our guys showed some character right there, how we bounced back, how we came back, and how we chipped away. So you got to look at the big picture.
There's no doubt in my mind Bemidji State will be in this thing tonight until the bitter end. But they'll need a better start tonight than they had last night. This sport can be cruel. Beavers going for a 4-point weekend on the road at Lake State. Corner Bar pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.